Yes, thank you, Gabrielle. That was a lovely lead into my show. And welcome, everybody. Welcome to Weirdos Radio, TV, radio, whatever it is. No one can tell anymore. You know, that strange show that you listen to and you don't really know what the hell's going on. But that's okay. You should keep listening and maybe you won't understand any less than you do right now. So I'm taking over like a one-hill clover. Yes, like that. That's how I'm taking over. Oh, yes. Yes, I'm taking over your mind in this particular... What did you say? Is the theme of this show on Radio Free Brooklyn this week on Weirdos Radio. What did you say? Don't ask me. Are you talking to me? You must be talking to me. What did you say? It's really, not for me to say, you know? And since I've got little to say and much to know, I'd like to begin today's show by saying, what did you say? I mean, what did you say? What did you say? What did you say? Yeah, this week, I don't want to do any more cover tunes. I used up like the last two episodes doing just cover tunes, other people's songs, and that was fun, kind of weirdos karaoke. And if you like that, you're welcome to call in and do your own karaoke. Call 1-800-WEIRDOS right now. If you call right now, usually I'm recording live on a Wednesday night. That's the way to really get on the show live, you know? Call me on a Wednesday night about 6:15. It's about that time now. And if people call in now, you'd be on the show live. And it doesn't happen, of course. I don't have the facilities to make sure that I'm live because I don't even know, you know, if I had to stream the show at exactly Wednesday at 6:15, I might not make it that week. I'm not that good with time. So, the point being that, you know, I'm not gonna do a live show in that sense where you get to call in while the first broadcast is being broadcast. But if you call in, I promise, any message you leave will make it on the show. And then also, if you call in some Wednesday night or sometime on a chance or a dare or a bet, you might in fact reach me, and then wouldn't that be a nasty surprise? You'd be on the show. So I encourage you to call 1-800-WEIRDOS right now. I might be recording the show right now. And, I got to keep my eye on the phone. It's only fair that my eye has to be always a little bit on the phone, because if you call in, I wouldn't want to miss out if you call in, really. Believe me. So now I can proceed with this kind of a mad kind of a thing, kind of a crazy kind of a what the hell's going on in this show kind of a show. And I get that it's not easy for you to really understand, you know, in that way. But I don't mind either way. I just want you to... I want you to be here with me on the show, you know? This is the point of the show. I'm alone out here on the air, somewhere in time, outer space, way in the future, way in the past. I never know from your perspective, but here I am and you're listening, and if you could just call in at the time that I'm making the show, it's so complicated. There has to be a way to get it so that you can call in live. I'll work on that. I really will. I really will. But for now, for then, I just have to try and explain, you know, what people said. I can play for you messages, recent messages. And those messages might mean something to you at some point. I don't know. And I try, you know, to make the messages useful, but...
What happens if a cow eats a cow?
What happens if a cow eats a cow? You know, it's a reasonable question, I suppose, but I don't know. I mean, I think that's clear. A cow eating a cow is a cannibal. Cowable. A cowable? A cannibal. It's a cannibal cow. And that's okay, other than... It's not weird enough. I mean, that's the problem. You had to go with a cow eating a cow. Couldn't you go with, like, a cow eating a horse, eating a lion, eating a dinosaur, eating a god, eating an existence, eating you, eating the inside of your brain as you're listening to this? I mean, there's so many things. So many ways you could have gone with that reference, but all you went with is the horse reference. Okay, there's nothing I can do about that now, ultimately, but I regret it. I regret it. And I hope you can forgive me. But I'll go on to play you a message from someone else who called, and I wish it was you. I would really prefer if you would call in 1-800-WEIRDOS 934-7367. 1-800-934-7367. That's the number you need to call right now. And if you do, this could be you. Did this person say anything? Oh, no, this person chose to just... use their keypad. They're using their keypad to tell me things. Tell me things. Some other caller, and hope that this next caller will even be more my favorite than the other one before. I couldn't say, but I can always hope that each caller will be better than the last, and every caller will be better than the first, and stuff like that. Okay? So with that in mind, check out this caller from a payphone. I don't even recognize the exchange. And they said nothing. Nothing. You said nothing. All right, hold on. Let's try this one. I don't know if it'll... That's not the way I meant to do it. But here, let's try this one. No, nothing. There's nothing. You know, I can't believe these people call. They don't say anything. I mean, you know, obviously we have Mr. Murray Gelbacker. Yes, he says things. So let's give him a chance.
I'll tell you what I have on my mind. What I have on my mind. Being Jewish not. Jewish not. This guy knows.
That's pretty good.
This is General Baton.
Yeah?
Probably because the buzz bomb landed on his cocktail party. It does not. That Englishman has to be better.
You killed all these Jews.
Oh. You're not Jewish.
What?
You're living in Jewish. You live in the German ghetto, and you're not Jew. They just talk to you. People don't know what you're acting on. It's okay. Oh, they keep hanging around. No. Only don't think Jewish. Mother was half Jewish. My father never knew how to be Jewish. One day he complained. It was too late. Once I heard him cry. Anyway, so I live in Union. I don't live there anymore.
Yes, I don't think it depends, John.
There's a house to the size of Martin Keene. I don't know if he's going to be one guy. I met this guy, Josh Prince, who's Jewish, at Lakeland High School, and I said, oh yes, I had a relative in the German army, and he said, you're an asshole. We're off. I said, I wasn't even thinking about it.
You weren't even thinking about it.
Anyway, being Jewish Nazi. And you sound like you're Jewish, and then you talk to the German, and you're a Jew. Like, I'm not a Jew. Oh, yes. So I saw this propaganda movie. It was a Jewish propaganda movie, and it was actually created by a guy. I shouldn't have seen this movie. These are the type of movies that can force you to get onto college, and then like a sucker, even sucker. Once you're a sucker, never give a fuck anyway. Then I did a fucking shit again. That's one of these scumbag movies today. I just couldn't resist. This is what your father did. So they're talking about their father. So I'll talk about my father. My ancestors. My uncle Han grew up in an American cargo ship off the coast of Long Island. And it sucked. All of those were scumbags.
I don't really believe it.
And then while they were swimming in the ocean, they pulled up and they shot all of them. Then I had a relative in the Russian, in the German army, and invaded Stalingrad, and burnt down this town. I think they were shooting Jewish. He's in the 60s. He shoots Jewish and he shot Russian. Do I have anyone else who's shot American? No. Yes, I had one relative that shot American. 70 years later, and people say, "Who are you, John David Gitter? You didn't even get that weird middle name." Sounds like a French name. Sounds like one of these children who stay at the 92nd Street Fire. I said, "Well, my grandfather would be here. How could that be, you know? I'm not a Nazi. I'm from the United States. I haven't even talked to these guys. I was Lederhosen." And the guy popped it, and he's real good, and he's just fucking in real German. I understood some of it. They don't talk to you like you're nothing. Of course, like, you're not from New Jersey. Like, I'm not from New Jersey. I'm not from Ohio. I've never lived in the state without a country of Texas. I've never lived in California.
Yeah, that's John Gilly, a.k.a. Murray Gillbacker. Wow. That's one of the good ones, John. Thank you. Thank you so much. So the rest of you have to call in. John can't do all the work. I mean, he does. I can play you other messages. But, you know, I am always hoping that I'll get a message from somebody like that, you know? Somebody who just makes a noise. You don't have to do more than that, you know? I get it. When all you want to do is make a noise, you know? That's, I get that. I really get that. And so you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to just make a noise. And some days that's all you can do. And I appreciate that's all you can do sometimes. So I welcome all noises, even though most people just do that. They just, nothing. They don't leave a phone number. I mean, they don't leave a message. It seems like such a waste to me. You know, I just really think if you have the chance to call in to 1-800-WEIRDOS, which is, you know, 1-800-934-7367, you should do something.
When the movie American Me came out, we all watched the movie. Of course, we know it was about a guy in jail.
Yeah, so you should call in. Like Mr. Murray Gellberger here.
People like me in America.
And you in America, you should call in. And that's all I'm asking. I'm just asking for people to call in. So, 1-800-934-7367. Call it today. Call it right away. Say hey. And when you get your chance, just, you know, leave the weirdest message you can come up with. Something really out there, you know? It's what I want you to do. But see, I got another empty message right here. You can just hear the static. And he hangs up, you know? It's such a waste of a phone call. What am I supposed to do with that kind of sort of thing, you know? It's just not fair. It's not fair to me. So, anyway, the thing is, I want to know, what did you say? What did you say? Anyway, that's what I'm trying to get at. Anyway. It doesn't matter, you know? Really doesn't matter to me. Anyway. There's a good one. Somebody just made a noise. Yeah, that's right.
Hi, Jeremy. This is Kevin.
Hi, Jeremy. What the heck are you doing? What the heck are you doing?
I don't know. I can't say anymore. Yeah, that's what I keep thinking, you know? But you don't understand.
What the heck are you doing?
I don't know. I can't tell you. Oh, I'm loving this Larry Smith. He's just really got talent.
Hi, Danny.
It's really interesting. It's really interesting. It's really great. I can't. It's irresistible to me. Can you believe
it? I think I've heard of him.
Yeah, it's the best thing I've ever heard.
Did you get his number?
No, I didn't. Get this number, but you know, let's keep trying. Doesn't mean I want to do more than one. This has been a really great weirdo show, and I'm really glad you tuned in. You know, we're going to close it down now. Obviously, at this point, the show doesn't last much longer, and maybe you're glad about that. I don't know. If you've been hanging on for all this time and listening to this wonderful, weird, crazy, stupid episode of 1-800-WEIRDOS, radio, TV, Radio Free Brooklyn, whatever it is, you're just the best. Because without you, why would I even want to do the show? So thank you to all the loyal listeners, and especially to you, the one who's listening right now and about to call 1-800-WEIRDOS, 934-7367. 1-800-934-7367. That's 1-800-WEIRDOS on your keypad. Call it today. Call it right away and leave me a message. And I'll include that message on the show, either live, if you really can call in live, or if not, I'll just include it later. You know, I'll put it on one of the later episodes, like right now. And here's, you know,
oh,
a
where
classic
was I?
Goldbagger.
Yes, so the Russians shot a Korean plane, I think, during the Cold War.
That's right, John.
Their country.
They did.
Cold War, they would shoot you.
They just might.
And most people,
yeah,
they do things, like they'll say, like you fly over Russia and it's a Russian man of war, they're going to shoot you.
Yeah.
Or if you fly over Russia and it's a man of war,
uh-huh,
you don't have permission to be there, they shoot you.
Right.
So then the Russian goes to Turkey and they shoot him.
Right.
They're really strict about that, too. Like,
of course. They have to
fly over Russia in a military plane.
It's a serious thing.
You have permission.
Right. You just have to have a worked it out in advance.
I find all these people very strange. Like yesterday, I go to this German place. I actually despise most of the German restaurants, if not all of the German restaurants in New York City. Now, we know there's no
simple
German.
There's Rolf's on 2nd Avenue.
All the places are rather bad guys from over there. They're more fake.
I don't know.
But there's a place in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And it's fake and veal.
Uh-huh.
But then we have this German nigger. Talking. I mean, it looks like he's like dating a white German woman.
I don't understand some of the things that John says, you know. Just have to take it with a grain of salt. But anyway, I will play your message, my message, their message. Every kind of message is allowed on 1-800-WEIRDOS. And that's what we're here for. We're here to play the messages that show up on the 1-800-WEIRDOS message line. Which, you know, has been going for a long, long time. And you never know what might happen on the Weirdos line. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not.
Hey, Jeremy, it's Jenny. Just got to your house. Howie seems very nice and ever so vaguely familiar, but damned, I was doing so many drugs back in those days that...
Oh, this is not right. That's a personal call. I don't think I want that one. I'm going to give this guy a shot, whether he likes it or not, but she might not approve.
Hi, Jeremy. Just letting you know we're eating at home. We have pizza, salad, and corn. It's an at-home dinner. Call in or just come over, okay? Okay, bye.
Yes, isn't that wonderful? Yes, it's so nice that they had food for me. It's great that there was food. Food for me. Food for me. It's strange how things are strange. And here's someone else. This all calls from people I know.
Hey, Jeremy, sorry. You're in rehearsal and you got to hold your breath back. Nathan was here.
This is from 2009. 6 years ago. 6 years ago. That message was left 6 years ago. Isn't that amazing? It's like everything is something else. Okay, so the show's about over. We got one call here. He just made a noise. But you can do that. You can just make a noise like that guy. That's enough, you know, you don't have to do any more than that. You know, it's hard to believe sometimes how many there are.
Jeremy, it's Paul, it's just about 3. I have an emergency in Tennessee Williams Land here, so unfortunately it doesn't look like I am going to be able to make it.
Yeah. These are all calls from people I know. It's strange, I went all the way back to 2009 and found personal messages on the Weirdos line. I had no idea they were there. It's interesting. So for all of you out there in Weirdos land, thank you again for listening to the show tonight.
Hi, Jeremy. This is Tessa.
And you can call in just like her, 1-800-934-7367. Call anytime, but we love our Saturday nights at 11:30 on Radio Free Brooklyn, and hope you'll stay tuned to this next show after mine. The guy plays some really terrific tunes. I always get caught up listening to some weird shit that he starts playing out there. It's really great, the lineup on Radio Free Brooklyn. So thanks to them, and hope you've enjoyed listening to this weirdo show. What did you say? Was the name and theme of the show. What did you say? And goodbye.